Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Perth County Players production of Once Upon a Mattress. Chris LeBerg is here. Good to see you again, Chris.
Good to see you too, Jamie. I think we just saw each other all weekend doing yes, the show together. Audiences are having a wonderful time. They're laughing, they're applauding. We're having such a great time, such a nice cast and a really hardworking crew. I've put this very funny musical together for
absolutely
the community. So. Yeah, but it is nice to have a day off.
True. And we should mention, though, if you haven't seen the show yet, we've only got a couple of more performances coming up. It wraps up this coming weekend.
Yes, we have a performance Friday night at 7:30, and our closing is Saturday at 2 p.m. So two more chances to come and see this show. An enjoyable evening. It's suitable for children 8 years of age and up. Our youngest in the cast is 12, and I think, well, we won't say how old Nancy is. She wouldn't appreciate that. So a wide range of people. Everyone in our organization is a volunteer, mm-hmm. So 100% volunteers putting on this wonderful show, entertainment for the community.
And it's great community theater, again, with the Perth County Players. And from the past weekend, I know, Chris, you and I are both in the show, as we mentioned. It's just wonderful to hear the laughter, and for some of the kids that have been in the audience, not to give too much away, but late in the show, the kids are just so into what's been happening and what develops.
They're on the edge of their seats, and when the final moment and everything gets explained, the kids are hooting and hollering and applauding. We can hear them on stage, which some of it has made it hard to keep a straight face or stay in character when you hear those sweet little reactions coming from the audience, and some of the adults in the audience too, who maybe don't remember how the Princess and the Pea ends.
Yes, exactly. But isn't that the beauty of theater? It's the beauty of community theater. It's engaging the audience, engaging the actors, where we all are sort of one, if you will.
One together, either presenting the show or being the ones that are being gifted the show. It's a wonderful experience. There's nothing like live theater. You get one chance to get it right, and if somebody skips a beat or somebody misses a line, then everybody else has to just pick up and carry on, the same as they do in professional theater. But again, we're all volunteers. We all have day jobs, day job is very obvious.
Very early in the morning, some of us. Yes,
very early in the morning. We're having a wonderful time, and encourage everybody, if you've got no plans Friday night or Saturday afternoon, just go to perthcountyplayers.com. You can buy your tickets that way, or you can pick them up at the door. But we urge everyone to go online and buy your ticket just to be absolutely sure.
Oh, absolutely.
There'll be a seat for
you. And if you are picking up tickets at the door, please bring cash.
Yes, thank you. That's very important, because we are just a small organization, and you can pay with Visa and MasterCard online, but only cash at the door.
And it's fun, and it's kind of a punk new wave version of the show, but with all of the same music. And David Murray on the keyboards. Oh, my gosh.
And a big shout out to our director and music director, Jen Zatt, whose vision for the show. We're doing a medieval show set in the 1980s, so a lot of fun costuming and choreography by Michelle Cutts.
Yeah, you bet. What a show. Don't miss it. Just two more opportunities, though. It's this Friday evening at 7:30, and then it wraps up with a Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock, all at the James Rainey Auditorium at Stratford Intermediate School. PerthCountyPlayers.com is the website. Chris LeBerg. Thanks, Chris. We'll see you this weekend.
See you later, Jamie.